Sadhana Bhakti, we rise up early in the morning, like 3 o'clock. We sit straight and we do japa. 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock.
Maybe you're saying we, maybe.
Generally, means the thing is.
Prabhupada said in one of his purports, he said, members of the Krishna consciousness movement should rise by 4 a.m.
Yeah.
Well, that's about average time, all sadhakas.
Yeah.
Most sadhakas, they try to rise by about 4 or 5.
Yeah.
3 is rather exceptional, especially for a grihastha.
My question is that get up early in the morning, sit straight and chant. These are the
you
things.
You can't sit straight. Somehow, what about the sitting thing? Yeah. Main point is sit.
Yeah, sit and
sitting
chant.
Sitting straight is best, but in other words, not walking around. Sitting. Okay.
Sit, chant, and so these are the things that when we try to follow this part of Vaidhi Bhakti or whatever. So like this
is part of every bhakti.
Yeah.
Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smarana.
My question is that what are the basics of Ragam means we really want to serve Radha and Krishna. We really want to serve Gurudev. But how we can train our mind to make it more focused in that, like some basics 1, 2, 3, something like that.
Hi, can you read? What are you trying to say?
So my question is like, what are the basics of moving towards Raganuga Bhakti? Like, the desire is there, now how we can? Means there is always, there is said one should go and get trained under a guru about Raganuga Bhakti or anything, so.
Okay. It's not, first of all, your question was seemingly like you practice Vaidhi sadhana, then all of a sudden you do Vaidhi sadhana, then you get your bachelor's degree, then you do some more school, then you get your master's degree. These are parallel paths. There's like a highway, you know, two highways, or whatever. So one path of sadhana is Vaidhi sadhana, and the other path of sadhana is Raganuga sadhana. Rupa Goswami describes them both. But the basis of Raganuga sadhana is that he has some personal attraction and taste to follow the resonance of Vrindavan in a particular sthayi rati. And generally, when you associate with Gaudiya Vaishnavas and Gaudiya Vaishnavacharyas and gurus and devotees, the sthayi rati which they receive from their guru and which they're relating to and which they're adopting and cultivating in their sadhana bhajan, that sthayi rati is madhurya, madhura rati, the love of the gopis for Krishna.
And gopi bhav.
This is the sum and total. Because this is, Krishna's given this and this is what's being offered here. If someone has a different sthayi rati, which they received from guru in last life, then they won't come on this side. They'll go to maybe Nimbark, which is very close, or they'll go to Madhvacharya or whomever. Or maybe Rambhakt. So first thing, you're saying you go to a guru and you get trained in Raganuga Bhakti. This is wrong. No one can train you in Raganuga Bhakti. When they talk about a Raganuga guru, sometimes in purports they talk about a Raganuga guru. This means one who's practicing Raganuga Bhakti in the traditional way, that coming through Gaudiya Sampradaya, is that the guru gives a siddha pranali, then you meditate on the siddha pranali, and hearing, chanting, remembering, shravanam, kirtanam, smaranam, then archanam. Archanam is manasik archanam, in the mind, or also external, indriya archanam, with your senses, external senses. But the basis is the individual's, it says yat kincha ruchi, that he has some taste, he has some individual taste. Jiva Goswami says yet kincha, just a little, he has a little taste. It's not that, oh, how I get trained. Because I know so many gurus that follow this traditional system that they have now. Now it's become the tradition in many places in Gaudiya Sampradaya. The guru gives the siddhadeya. And then what does he tell you to do? He says you have to chant 1 lakh a day, as much as you can. And you have to meditate on the leelas and your siddhadeya. And the sevas of Radha and Krishna. And then, so that's the abhyas. So that you have to, you practice the sadhana. So there's no like some, you know, The guru is a Raghunuga Bhakta, so he's practicing Raghunuga Bhakti. He's fixed in his sthirati. He's fixed in his meditation. So now when he gives the mantras to the disciple, there's no sthirati in the jiva, because there's no prema, there's no bhakti in the jiva. There's no sthirati. So he gets the sthirati from guru at diksha in the mantras, because the guru is fixed in that sthirati. If the guru has no sthirati, because our Gaudiya, the Gaudiya mantras, our Gopal mantra, which all Vaishnavas have Gopal mantra, but our interpretation, understanding of Gopal mantra is totally Gopi Bhav. So that's the meaning of the mantra, called mantra art. There's so many Vaishnavas are chanting Gopal mantra, but the meaning is different, the mantra art. So the guru gives the mantra art. So the guru is going to give the mantra art, the meaning of the mantra, according to the sthirati, which he's planting in the heart of the disciple, a diksha. Now you have the Kam Gayatri. Kam Gayatri is specific to Gaudiya Sampradaya. Kam Gayatri, of course, is mentioned in Hari Bhakti Vilas as a diksha mantra. This is coming from the Puranas. Gopal mantra comes from the Upanishads. Gopal mantra was spoken by Narayan to Brahma. Where's the Upanishads? There's Narayan. There's no Upanishads yet. It's ta-pa. And Brahma did austerity. Then Narayan came and gave the Gopal mantra, the 18-syllable Gopal mantra, which is also recorded in Narada Pancharatra, because Narada received it from Brahma. So this is the Gopal mantra, and the Gopal tapa in the Upanishad is about the Gopal mantra, but there's no Upanishad about Kam Gayatri, but it's in Puranas. Traditionally, in the Kam Gayatri is in Puranas, it's for worshipping Kamdev. You go to a Chaturvarga Guru, which means Karmakandiya Guru, and you say, oh, I want to have very strong power, this man-woman power, and very much attraction force and all these kind of powers have to do with Kamadeva, lusty affairs. So then the Karmakandiya Guru will give you this Gayatri of the Kamadeva, and you worship that. There's also a Kam Gayatri Yantra, so you get the Yantra and the Yantra Puja, and the Guru may teach. So you do the Yantra Puja, then you chant the mantra, and then you worship, and you may have darshan of Kamdev, expansion of Pradyumna, Pradyumna's expansion, Pradyumna's Chaturvyuha, Krishna, Bhagavan. So what do you want? Say, I want to be, super playboy or whatever. Whatever, I don't know. And so this is a calm Gayatri. But Lord Chaitanya, he brought this into the Gaudiya Sampradaya. This is coming to the Gaudiya Sampradaya. And it is for developing Madhurya Bhav. It is the only purpose of this mantra is for developing Gopi Bhav, Madhurya Bhav. That's why we have Kam Gayatri. And sometimes in some missions you'll meet somebody, they're chanting Kam Gayatri and they want to be a coward boy. They say they want to be a coward boy. That's well and good. If that's somehow that you have that sthirati from some guru last life or whatever, that's not what Lord Chaitanya is really giving or writing about or speaking about. He's speaking everywhere about Gopi Bhav. When his whole discussion of Ramananda Roy, speaking about any kind of Bhav and any kind of sadhana upasana, he's talking about Gopi. So think of your siddhadeya as a Gopi. Day and night, serve on Krishna's pastimes. It's right in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So when Lord Chaitanya talks about aparam gati, he talks about Madhurya Rati, worshipping Radha and Krishna in Gopi Bhav. When he talks about, that's called Prayojan, when he talks about the Abhideya or Sadhana, he says, Ratri Dine Radha Krishna Chintan Siddhadeya. You just meditate on Radha and Krishna and Siddhadeya. And Gopi Bhav. He says, Gopi Bhava Angikara. Gopi Bhava Angikara. He doesn't say Gopa Bhava Angikara. So you can be follow the line of Sakirati, but it's not Gaudiya. You follow that line and you find from Chaitanya Guru, as it says in 11th canto, Uddhava Gita, or maybe Uddhava is even speaking, I think Uddhava is glorifying Krishna, he's saying, Krishna, you're so merciful that you appear in two forms, as Acharya, Chaitanya Guru, Acharya Guru Babushan. Now that is Guru Vapusha. Acharya Guru Chaitya Vapusha. Vapu means form. So Krishna is so merciful. Uddhava is glorifying Bhagavan Sri Krishna. He's saying, you're so merciful, you appear in two forms. One form, you appear externally as the Acharya, the Guru, the Diksha Guru. And internally, you appear as Chaitya Guru, Paramatma. So if someone comes in a Sakiras, I sometimes heard that they have in the Gaudiya mission. So then how will they find any gurus to give the mantra for the upasana? How will they find any gurus to give the sadhana? They won't. No one's giving in the Gaudiya Sampradaya. So then how will they progress? Then it has to be by Chaitya Guru. You follow? Chaitya Guru. But then there's no need for the Kamgayatri. So there's a lot of different views. Kali Yuga has many, many views. Many, many views, not too much agreement. Agreement is not too much found in Kali Yuga. Lots of disagreement. Kalaha. Kalaha. Kalaha means quarrel. Yeah, kalaha. Kalaha or kalaha. I say kalaha, kalaha. So kala, this is Kali. Kali Yuga means kalaha, kalaha yuga. Kalaha yuga means quarrel. I remember this term, it's in Prabhupada's books, Chaitanya Charitamrita. And it was in the Tika, this is Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Tika, which Prabhupada is translating from the Bengali edition, Gaudiya Math. And all those Tikas are basically Bhaktivinoda Thakur, which were printed by his son, Bhakti Siddhanta. And Prabhupada translated CC from that copy, because there's not too many other Tikas. There are some other Tikas, 5-7 Tikas in Bengali on the Chaitanya Charitamrita, but they're not any famous persons. So for the IGM, or ISKCON Gaudiya Math, as they say, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is like a famous, you know, acharya. So they respect and they quoted his tikas. So there he's talking about Jagannath, Lord Jagannath and Shakshi Gopal. Because the king of Puri, he conquered Utkal, there's Utkal Kalinga. So Utkal is like Orissa, and then Kalinga is south of there. So there's two states, one called Utkal Desh and Kalinga Desh. So then it becomes Utkal Kalinga Train Express, you know. So he was the king of Utkal and Orissa, so he attacked Kalinga and he defeated him. So when he won, he also won, he took the Atakwaji, Shakshi Gopal. So when he brought him back on a chariot to Puri, there was no temple yet. So he put him in with Jagannath's temple, because he's the king. So he put Shakshi Gopal in the temple. So Shakshi Gopal, he's a little baby. He's a Krishna Gopal. He likes sweets too much. So in the morning, the pujaris would come out to offer the Balya Bhog. Balya Bhog to Jagannath means the first food, Balya Bhog. First sweets, and sweet rice, and rubbery, and sandesh, and rasgulla, and burfi, and many nice things, very tasty things. Nice way to start the day. for a playful little boy, you know, yeah. Pop a few rasgullas and some burfi, and okay, let's wrestle, you know. He's ready to wrestle. And then has to go milk the cows, then take a bath and get dressed and all that. And go for Gocharan Leela. So when they offered all the sweets to Jagannath, and then what would happen, as soon as the Bajari put the plate in front and left, close the curtain, then Shakshi Gopal would eat all the sweets in about 2 minutes, 1 minute, just blah, 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 blah. And Jagannath says, hey! You know, and Jagannath has these long arms, you know, and he was below, you know, nearby, you know, Jagannath on the same, near the altar with him. So Lord Jagannath wanted to hit him, but he's just only a little kid, you know. And Jagannath's Krishna also. So then Jagannath was he wasn't getting any breakfast. No nashta, because Gopal was eating all the sweets. So they used to start. So after Gopal would eat the sweets, a couple of days Jagannath tolerated. Then he started having an argue with Gopal. So Gopal, they put the sweets down, the majority leaves, and then Gopal would eat them. And Jagannath says, hey, what are you doing? And Gopal wouldn't listen. He just eat everything first. He said, I'm asking you, what are you doing? You're eating all the sweets. Wait, hold some for me. So he just wouldn't listen. Like, he'd pretend he didn't hear them. And Gopal ate all the sweets. And then he said, What? You said something? What? Did you say something? Somebody speaking? And Balaram is trying to keep from laughing, you know? And Subhadra put her veil in front of her face, you know, because it's a little funny. So she's trying, she doesn't want her big brother to see her laughing. So then Jagannath says, listen, I'm talking to you, Gopal. And he said, yeah, okay, I'm feeling sleepy, you know. I ate all these sweets. He said, listen to me, why your eyes are blinking like you're sleeping? No, I ate so much rubbery, I'm feeling sleepy. And then Jagannath says, so they would argue. So Jagannath says, you have to share, because this is, you know, this is a nice thing, you know. I have to get some sweets also. And what about you know, Balaram and Subhadra? You can't just be selfish, you know. Gopal, I have to train you up to be proper, you know. Proper sadhachara and proper behavior. And Gopal said, what is this, all this sadhachara? I want to play. I want to eat sweets and play. And, you know, Sakshi Gopal. So Jagannath says, So they would argue back and forth. And you should, why should they, for you? You're all grown up. I'm a little boy. I need these sweets. You don't need. For you, it's sense gratification. For me, it's like, it's my sustenance. It's my sustenance. It's my sustenance. And it's your sense gratification. You don't need it. You're stout and strong. Look at your arms. They're so long. And you're so stout. I'm a little Gopal, you know. Okay. Then next day they would quarrel. So in the commentary, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, this is a lila, he said that because there was a prem kalaha, Jagannath was having a prem kalaha with Sakshi Gopal. And then, so they were arguing back and forth for many, many days, and Jagannath realized that he couldn't punish Gopal because he's just a child. He's also himself. And he couldn't complain to anybody because, the Bajaris can't understand Jagannath's language. And so then he appeared in a dream of the king. He said, hey, Raja. Hey, Gajapati. Gajapati Singh Maharaj. You brought this little boy over here and you left him here in the temple. And I want to tell you something. If you notice that I'm getting a little... You're wondering why I'm looking a little thin these days. I'm looking a little thin these days. And it's because this little boy that you brought over here from South India, from Kalinga, he's eating all the balya bhog, every single grain. He doesn't leave one grain of sweet rice in the cup and a maha offering cup. So, the king Gajapati woke up. Are, the Jagannath Dev. I was wondering why he looks so, you're not smiling so much now. When I go for darshan, usually it's like, usually it's big smile, but now smile is small, like Ardha Chandra, you know, small, you know, crescent moon, usually like big, you know. So now I know the riddle, why Lord Jagannath's not smiling. So then he made arrangements. He made arrangements for a temple, and then he went to report to Jagannath. He said, Jagannath Ji, he came to report to Thakurji in the temple. Gajapati, he said, I built a new temple for Gopal. And then Lord Jagannath said, where is it? How close is it? Is it nearby? Because if it's anywhere nearby, he'll just come over here fast in the morning he'll crawl over here before I know it, he'll eat all the sweets. So he said, where is it? Is the temple? The temple's in Puri. Is it just here, nearby? Where is it? Is it back somewhere? Is it? No, it's 6 kilometers. It's 6 kilometers away. Oh, okay, good. So Jagannath was already good. It's at least an hour away. It takes some time to get there. Okay, good. Then I know that my balya bhog will be safe tomorrow morning. And that Gopal won't come running down here. So this is... What was the question? Oh, yeah, about Raghunuga Bhakti. He was asking about Raghunuga Bhakti. So the guru doesn't train. It's just that how you develop, you have some interest, and then it says it, Brajagami Anuragani. It's a nectar instruction. It says you live in Braj, Brajatishtan. Brajatishtan, you live in Braj in the association of Anuragani. Devotees that have anurag for Radha and Krishna, means Raghunuga Bhaktas, And then by their association, gradually the spark of the rag that you may, if you really have that greed to be a servant of Radharani or a servant of Krishna and a mode of the gopis, that's pretty much what's everywhere available, and that's the stairati that's given in Diksha. And these are the mantras that are given in Gaudiya Sampradaya for such upasana and such goal. Then you associate and live in Vrindavan and do Shravana Kirtana Vishnu Smaranam, and gradually your rag will develop. This is what's told. There's no school. Okay, rag. Okay, now for 6 weeks we're going to teach Raghunuga Bhakti 101, and then we're going to teach Raghunuga Bhakti 201. And you'll get your degree after 4 years. You'll get a master's degree in Raghunuga Bhakti. I haven't seen anywhere. I know pretty much all the teachers and of this Gaudiya Sampradaya that are famous and prominent, and I haven't heard anyone is teaching. And nor have I read any books, the systematic, step-by-step. There's 270 verses in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu describing sadhana bhakti. 40 of them are about Raghunuga Bhakti. So the other 230 are also part of Raghunuga Bhakti. All the 64 limbs of devotion, you also practice in Raghunuga Bhakti. Everything's the same. Everything's the same except the impetus. The impetus for serving Krishna is based on a personal, a sense of individual liking Krishna in a particular way. That I like Krishna this way, in the mood of Madhurya, and in Vrindavan, and Radha Krishna, and I want to go to Vrindavan. So this, how one gets this, this comes from Praktana Sanskara in last life, or Arunika Sanskara. By associating with a Raghunuga Bhakta or someone who has that rag, through his conversations, through his darshan, through his teachings, through his writings, then one may get, and by his association, one may get that rag in the heart. The last verse, part 1, chapter 2, verse 309, Rupa Goswami says, Bhagavan Karunya Tad Bhakta Karunya Matra Loba Hetuka. Matra Hetuka. The only cause of attaining loba for Raghunuga Bhakti is Bhagavan or the devotee. So Bhagavan, generally we would say it's the devotee, because a Bhagavan giving is rare. So in those 40 verses, Rupa Goswami speaks 3 verses about how to practice Raghunuga Bhakti, and I describe those in my article. It's the orientation. In other words, we say lobha. Lobha means greed. I want this. You know what? I specifically want this. I remember when I was in Radha Damodar in 1991. I've been in ISKCON 75, 85, 90, 20-some years already, 26 years. I met some senior devotees, some godbrothers, 5, 7, 8, were having Mahaprasad. And we had a conversation on the veranda afterwards, and I was inquiring. I said, how do you want to love Krishna? In what way? And first I said, what is your favorite part of the 10th canto, Krishna Leela? Oh, and most everyone said, I it's all nice, I like it, it's nice. Someone said, I like Vrindavan. Vrindavan's nice. Madhurga's, So I said, do any of you, and I would ask each different ones, I said, do you have a specific way you want to worship Radha Krishna, you're really driven and you have a taste. You know, it's called a ruchi, it's a taste. Doesn't mean nishta ruchi, that's not what it means. Yet kincha ruchi. Jiva Goswami commenting on those verses from the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, he said, yakincha ruchi. Kincha means a little bit. Like we say niskinchan, means he doesn't have even a little bit of desire. So yet kincha ruchi. He just has a little ruchi for a specific taste. For this, I like this. I really like the way the Sakis relate with Radharani, the way they Lalita Mishaka, and this whole the way they talk. And because you have, how do you like that? Either you got that liking from last life or this life. You read these books. You read Krishna gave you these books, or you associate with these devotees that came inside of you. It's really hard to trace how it comes. If it's from last life, then very early in life it sprouts up. It becomes evident. Early, hard to say what early means. But it becomes very soon. That's why Raghunuga Bhakti begins with Anartha Nivritti. There's 9 stages to Prema. There's 9 stages to Prema Whether you practice Vaidhi sadhana, there's 9 stages. Or you practice Raghunuga sadhana, there's 9 stages. Ado shara tata sarasanga bhajana kriya anartha nirvati tata nishta ruchi atha sakti bhava prema. Then after that, there's 7 stages. If you want to go to Radha and Krishna, you have to go to the 7 stages more. So there's 16 stages in prema, braja prema. Sneha, man, pranaya, rag, anurag, bhav, mahabhav. So 9 and 7 is 16. 16 stages. That's why even if you attain prema in this life, it becomes sadhana siddha, you attain prema, still you have to go to Prakat Leela for training. Bhama Vrindavan. Training, higher prema training. Talk about training, Raghunuga Bhakti training. There's prema training. Deepening and expanding the prema. So you'll take birth there and you'll be in your Siddhadeha. And then you go to school, the Lita's Prem School. There, there's school. There's some teaching. The Sakis are teaching Prem, Sakis and Manjris. So when Krishna wanted to learn Prem, he came as Gauranga, and the Sakis and Manjris, they taught him about Prem. Rupa Goswami, Rupa Manjri taught so many things through his writings, which Lord Chaitanya heard. Then Vishakha Sakhi, she taught so many things to Krishna. Krishna Chaitanya, as Ramananda Roy, all the Sakhis they taught. So because he's the Bhakta, is Bhakta Avatar, Panchatapakam Krishnam, Bhakta Rupa, so the Bhakta Rupam is Krishna. So Krishna comes in the form of devotee. So devotee has to get training in prema. So Lord Chaitanya had to get trained in prema, the Braja Prema of Radharani, the Mahabhava of Radharani. So we are Bhakta Rup, we are the form of Bhakta. So when we attain Bhoma Vrindavan, Prakat Leela of Radha and Krishna in the material world somewhere, some earth planet, then we'll also be trained. Now as Sadaka, Vishakha is training us. The essence of, as I often said, I've been told, my teachers often told me, so what is the essence of, what is the meaning of Krishna consciousness? What is the essence of Krishna consciousness? Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Leela Chapter 4, Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela Chapter 8. Ramananda Samvag, and then Chapter 4 is just so many words where Krishna himself is speaking. He's quoting Krishna's Kaviraja saying, Krishna is thinking like this and thinking like that. These are different reasons why Krishna came to this world. And then all the glories of Radharani and gopis and how much they... Radharani feels 10 million times more happiness when she arranges for some other gopi to meet with Krishna. She feels more happy than if she meets herself. So what is this love? And then you see that's in Adi 4. And then that again comes in Anti Leela. At the very end, Lord Chaitanya again reminds everyone. Again, Lord Chaitanya is bringing out, and Chaitanya Charitamrita is bringing out Radharani's love and supremacy of Radharani and Gopi Bhav. And 94, then finally the last song of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antya 20. Antya means the end. This is it, end. Chapter 20. Then again, Krishna's Kaviraj, and now Lord Chaitanya is speaking himself. So Lord Chaitanya is speaking in Radha Bhav. And in Radha Bhav, Lord Chaitanya, this is Krishna in the form of Lord Chaitanya, but Krishna, Chaitanya, is speaking in Radha Bhav. And he again explains that incredible love of Radharani, where she's so selfless in her love and so totally dedicated to Krishna's pleasure that she arranges for other sakis to meet with Krishna and feels a million times more happiness. That's in Adi 4. Now, in Antya 20, now again, Lord Chaitanya is glorifying Radharani's love by giving the tika, an explanation of the Shikshastakam. Because Shikshastakam is all about Radharani's love. Mahaprabhu's and Radha Bhav. So there he talks about Ashlishyava Paratam Panashtamam Adarshtamam. This is Radharani. So on Lord Chaitanya's commentary, on his Bengali commentary, he says, Prabhu Kaha. Prabhu means Mahaprabhu. The Bengali says, Prabhu Kaha. Mahaprabhu said. So now he states in Sanskrit this shloka, Ashlishyava Paratam. You can break me by my heart by not being present before me, or you can crush me in your loving embrace. And now, this is prema. So this is indicating the viraha prema in separation. You crush my heart in separation. or the Sambhog Milan. Sambhog Milan means Madhurya Prem when Krishna and Radharani Alingata, they embrace together in the oneness of love. So this is told in there. Embracing or leaving. Now in the commentary, explanation of this love, then in Radha Bhav, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, that in the mood of Radharani, oh, if Krishna wants to go to some other gopi, I will go to that other gopi, and I will serve her, and I will do anything for her. And then she said, oh, why you serve me? Oh, do me a favor, please meet with Krishna. And then in one of those verses there, where in Radha Bhav, Krishna Chaitanya is describing the depth, the unlimited depth and the quality of Radharani's Mahabhav, Radharani speaks. She says, if Krishna finds happiness in making me unhappy, then that unhappiness that I experience is the greatest source of my happiness. And Bengali may be sweeter. So Radharani is deliberately not coming to see me and going with some. Even Lord Chaitanya is saying, even if Krishna comes in front of my eyes, this is in the Bengali, even if Krishna comes in front of my eyes and kisses and embraces another gopi right in front of me, still I won't become envious and angry. This is inconceivable. Ask any woman how she feel. Or any man or whatever, a husband or some other man came. So Radharani, this is inconceivable. This is the most amazing degree of selfless expression of love. So this is the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. From the very beginning, Adi Leela, all the way to Anti Leela, it's Radharani and Gopi Bhav. So how can one, this you can ask yourself, how can one, you know, read the Chaitanya Charitamrita and come to the conclusion that Lord Chaitanya came to teach Gopa Bhav? How is it possible? Samarpayatum, he says, I haven't given this in a long time. That's why he says the Parivasa Sutra. Lord Chaitanya has come to give what? Gopi Bhav. Unat Ujula Ras. Unat Ujula Ras means Madhurya Ras. I've come to give this. And so Bhakti Shriyam and my devotion, my service. My means in the Radha Bhav. So that verse establishes, this is the theme and the essence of all the teachings and all the leelas and stories of the Chaitanya Charitamrita are going to expand upon this verse. And that's what you see. And here and there, there's interspersed with some basic teachings of Tattva, which he gave to Rupa and Sanatan, so they could write Hari Bhakti Vilas and write the Bhakti Shastras, because he ordered them later. He said, I taught you all these things. Now you go to Vrindavan and just Bhakti Shastra Likana and Lupta Tirtha Prakatana. He says, you manifest the lost and secret holy places and Bhakti Shastra Likana, and you write the Bhakti Shastras. So how can they write unless they're taught? So Dash Ashwamedha Ghat, Lord Chaitanya taught Rupa Goswami, the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. And then he taught the Hari Bhakti Vilas to all the points and key points to Sanatana Goswami, all the Sadachar. And from there, from those teachings of Lord Chaitanya, all the fundamental teachings, then the students, they learned well, so then they were able to write Brihad Bhagavatamritam, Sanatana Goswami, and Bhakti Rasamrita. And these two books, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu and Brihad Bhagavatamritam, are the basic fundamental books by which all books expand from. The Bhagavatam, of course, naturally. But these are all the books on Baladeva and Naratam and Vishwanath, etc. They're all expanded from these writings of Rupa and Sanatana.